Tears off the main face. Circus, circus, circus. Eddie Rios with a little float job. Put some bananas and cherries on it.
It is fourth overtime for the Cats and the Colonels. Second and goal from the Nichols one. Under center, Art. A handoff to Body again. And Dexter's into the end zone. Touchdown, Texas State. As the Cats take a 45-39 lead.
It's on the way. Hits the right field. That one has a chance. And it might be. It is over the billboard. And we are tied again as Kyle Pavitsa has tied it up in the bottom of the 11th with a solo shot off Jake Beckley. Oh, my goodness. We are headed for more Weston.
Last second shot by Brzezowski at the buzzer. It's good. It's good. If we have overtime, Hannah Brzezowski.
Wow, what a shot.
0.2 seconds on the shot clock. We have overtime.
It's your hour, sports fans. Time for the only sports talk show in San Marcos. Recording live from Old Main at Texas State University, this is Bobcat Radio.
Hey, all right. I'm your host. I'm your host, Evan. I'm up here in the studio with Kirk Jones, Ryan Marcus. We have a terrific edition of Bobcat Radio right here on KTSW, The Other Side of Radio. It was a great week for Bobcats sports and sports in general, huh?
Oh, yeah, it was, especially for the Bobcats, asserting their dominance on all kinds of fields and on the hardwood as well. It was great to see.
We're going
to
talk about the Tulsa game. We'll talk about the Bobcat soccer team, the volleyball team, as they just were going off over the weekend. We always start the first part of our show with a little thing called Name Drop. Today's no different. If you want to give us a call right here in the studio, 245-FIRE, that's 512-245-FIRE. You can also stream us on the internet, 89.9.net. We're also on Facebook at KTSW Sports. We're on Twitter at KTSW Sports. So give us a call and let us know what you think.
Excellent. So would you like me to start today, Evan?
We're going to start off with a little name drop and take it away, Ryan.
All righty. Well, I'll name drop someone. He's a older gentleman in terms of playing sports, particularly in the NFL, and he even added the title senior to his name this past year, giving birth to a son. I'm talking about the receiver for the Baltimore Ravens, number 89, Steve Smith Sr., who absolutely torched his opponents yesterday, the Carolina Panthers, his old team, where he played for 13 seasons. He's in his 14th season, age 36. It's pretty incredible that he's doing the things he's doing at age 36. Now, like I said, he played 13 years in Carolina. He was part of that Super Bowl team with Jake Delhomme at the quarterback, Keyshawn Johnson at wide receiver. But last night, or yesterday afternoon rather, he had 7 receptions for 139 yards and 2 touchdowns. He also had a 61-yard reception off a tip. That was unbelievable. I don't know if you happen to see that, but
yeah, I saw that tip. It looked like it was tipped it to him.
Yeah, it was a little tip drill in action. It all looked like it was on purpose. He was hooking his buddy Steve up for the game against the Panthers, but he's been absolutely on fire this year. If you look at his numbers, last year he only had 4 touchdowns through 16 games, through 15 games rather, and 745 yards. He's got more than half of those yards through 4 games. He's got 3 touchdowns already. Like I said, 2 came yesterday afternoon. And Steve Smith, he's not the biggest of fellows. He's 5'9". But he's managed to stay healthy, only really missing 1 season through injury. He usually plays at least 14 games a season. That's the lowest other than the one he missed through injury. But he's a physical little 5'9 guy. He gives me, standing here at 5'5½, a little bit of hope in terms of athletics. But he stiff arms people, throws them to the ground, makes them look silly when they try and tackle him, and he's 5'9", 195.
He's the real deal when it comes to wide receivers that have been playing the game for 8-plus, 10-plus years, and really just a prototypical mold for a professional wide receiver, been doing it at a high level since the beginning. I was a little surprised that he had such a breakout game. I knew they were going to get him the ball, but I didn't know he was going to go for like 144 and 2 touchdowns.
I mean, but that's what he's been doing all year. Flacco has loved having him as a target, and Steve Smith is really motivated this year, I think, to play better after the Panthers did not want to re-sign him.
Well, I'll tell you what, Cam Newton wishes he was on his side helping out his young wide receiving core. I know they have that Florida State guy, but
Kelvin Benjamin, yeah, he's amazing.
Other than that, he had a touchdown catch.
Mm-hmm.
But other than that, their wide receiver core is minimal, to say at best. I'm going to do a shout-out of a name a little more local right here in San Marcos. You might know this name because we name-drop him all the time. We'll use him here on a one-liner later on in the show. But how about David Mayo, your senior leader outside linebacker from Oregon, had 20 tackles this weekend. Just to give you a little rundown on David Mayo, the first week of the football season, he had 10. The week against Navy, he had 15 tackles. The week against Illinois, he's had 11. Double-digit tackles in every single week, Ryan.
Double-digit, and then you mentioned 20. That's no easy feat, and especially him coming, and we'll talk about this a little bit later in the show, taking really stepping up when Mike Arakpo is gone. He's really just been the man for the Bobcats defense.
He has 50 tackles on the season. He was just named Sunbelt Conference Player of the Week.
Very well deserved, and I'm sure that honor will be given to him a couple more times this season.
It should be, because with the way that he's playing, I know we talked about it early on in the season, we know, especially with the big Bobcat outside linebacker, Joplo, up in Atlanta, you asked on the show, what are some Bobcats that could go and play the next level? Well, here's your answer right here.
And he's a senior. This is his season. He's really putting the team on his back and making a name for himself. We'll see if he falls in the draft, where he falls in the draft. I really think there's a high possibility that our boy David Mayo can be taken come next June.
He's the captain of the team. He's from Scapa Coast, Oregon. Excuse me, 240 pounds, 6'2", 20 tackles on the weekend in the triple overtime thriller.
Thriller. Michael Jackson thriller.
In Tulsa, Oklahoma. We're going to break down that game in a little bit. What we're going to do today, we're doing a little good job here on the name drops, is we're going to do a This Day in Sports History on Bobcat Radio. For those of you who are new to the program, every day is a great day in sports history, but today we're going to find something a little special, something that might stir the gill, something that you didn't know, and we're going to get that for you here in the next couple of seconds. Ryan, who is your This Day in Sports History?
So, this day in sports history, there was a lot. Last week, we talked about Muhammad Ali. Again, this week, we could talk about him again. But I'd like to move on. We're not going to talk about necessarily a positive note. This note might actually be a little sour for some of our fans listening out here. We're going to talk about the Houston Oilers, not the Texans, the Oilers, who are now the Tennessee Titans, of course. But their quarterback, Warren Moon, he set a record this day in sports history, but it's not necessarily a good record, Evan. He set the record for being sacked 12 times in one game. 12.
Who is this?
Warren Moon.
12 times the old Houston Oilers quarterback.
Yes, exactly.
What was the team that he got sacked 12 times against?
Against none other than America's team, the Dallas Cowboys.
The Cowboys, and we're going to talk about them in the show 12 times in one game.
But that's, you know, when the Cowboys had a little bit better of a team than they do now, although they have looked pretty solid through 4 weeks.
Well, I'm going to one-up you here with a name that's bigger than Warren Moon. How about Magic Johnson announced that he was returning to professional basketball today? This was after, you know, he admit he had came out with the AIDS statement, and then he announced today in 1992 that he was going to come back and play professional basketball. Unfortunately, that comeback ended in November, but that's pretty big. You got Magic Johnson saying he's coming back to the game.
And yeah, he was nominated to play in the All-Star game, and he absolutely went off. He was the All-Star game MVP. Obviously, 1992, this day, I was almost born. Give me about 9 more days and I will be on this face of the earth. But I watched that nice ESPN 30 for 30 that they did about Magic Johnson and watched all of the stuff that when he had his press conference. It is truly inspiring, the things he did for basketball, the things he has done outside of basketball. But yeah, I can't believe that's been that's been 22 years ago.
When we come back, we're going to talk about Bobcat Sports, because we had a plethora of them going on this weekend. But first, let me tell you about The Other Side Drive. It airs Monday through Friday, 4 to 6, right here on KTSW 89.9. This is KTSW's afternoon drive time variety jam. It's a jam-packed show with live interviews and in-studio performances. It's a taste of all things KTSW with sports updates and newscast Other Side Drive. Check it out right here on KTSW.net. You can catch it Monday through Friday, 4 to 6. Terrific drive time show. Make sure to tune in.